Hello and welcome to The Retail Week, our weekly look at some of the biggest stories from the last 7 days. I'm Emily Hardy and I've been joined by reporter Grace Bowden and features editor Gemma Goldfingal. Now, you may or may not have noticed the last few months or so we have been absolutely inundated with stories around CVAs and store closures. But in the last week alone, there's been a few more sort of bright spots on the horizon. B&M saying it's looking to open 45 stores in the next financial year, and Mountain Warehouse as well saying it's looking for new space. So are these retailers sort of exceptions to the rule, or would you say that the death of the retail store has been overhyped? What do we think?
Well, it depends on the death of whose retail store has been overhyped. Certainly in the case of B&M and Mountain Warehouse, they were both, you know, I spoke to both Simon Arora and Mark Neal as well over the last week or so, and both were really positive, not only about the prospects for their own business and their own expansion, but also the opportunity that perhaps the more doom and gloom CVA landscape presented for both of them. Simon Arora described it as a buyer's market,
right.
And Mark Neal likened it to the obviously financial difficulties of around 2008, and that being a time where they, Mountain Warehouse, very rapidly expanded their store estate and there being a real opportunity there. Both have also hinted and explicitly said that they will be snapping up stores from people, from businesses that are undergoing CVAs. So there is absolutely a level of opportunity alongside the dismay for other retailers. And I would argue that perhaps it's more cyclical and a necessary thing that the market has to do rather than, oh God, this is indicative of the whole thing being in real danger. I think what Mark Neal said summed it up for me. He said the majority of retailers who are launching CVAs have well-trailed issues that have gone back several years. I don't think any of us were shocked when Mothercare or Hoff announced their CVAs. And then there, he said there are also some people who have jumped on the bandwagon because everyone else is doing it. He said to read into that, the health of the whole sector is going a step too far. I'm inclined to agree.
So it's a good time when there's lots of opportunities and lots of free space, but why do we think B&M is opening more stores? Is it sort of saying that for them is definitely the direction they want to go in, like the more stores the better?
Well, they've said they want to have 950 stores in the next sort of few years. They used to say three, candidly they haven't given us a timeline on it this time around. And they've said that will be a 50-50 split between snapping up existing stores and doing purpose-built stores as well. So it's a pretty sizable statement of intent there. But the other thing to remember with B&M is Simon Arora is pretty adamant they have no interest in going online. So there's an element there.
Is that a risk? I mean, they're not the only ones doing it. So the Works are opening lots of stores, and Card Factory is still at it, 50 a year.
Yeah.
And aiming for sort of 1,200. Is that too many? Is this a risk?
Well, it's interesting that all those retailers you mentioned there were all in the value sector.
Yeah.
And very few of them, B&M being one of them, don't trade online.
Yeah.
Primark would be another one. Maybe it's the obviously there's costs involved that doesn't seem to make sense for the value sector. But you know, if they can't make money online, which Primark has said that he doesn't think it can, you know, opening stores for growth seems like a logical conclusion. Is there a risk? Yes. You know, the way that we shop changes dramatically.
Yeah. Look at Dixons.
Yeah, Dixons this week. You know, this time a couple of years ago, Carphone Warehouse Dixons was absolutely soaring. This week, you know, for the past year or so, how we shop mobile phones is rapidly changing, isn't it? So that need to have the new headset now isn't quite as tangible.
No.
You know, they were not having such a rapid change in the hardware that's available. So one phone to the next is pretty much the same.
SIM only being very, very popular.
Absolutely. So now you've got a situation where Carphone Warehouse thinks it's got far too many stores and is closing, what, nearly 100?
Nearly 100 of them.
So yeah, there is a risk. There is a risk to opening lots of stores.
Yeah.
And who knows what might happen. The value sector might absolutely rapidly move online sometime soon.
Yeah, it might. It also might not. I think the only thing I'd say to that is there's a risk with not going online. There's also a risk with going online. I think we can look at, you know, and it would be in classless, I believe is the word we could use, for me to reel off retailers who haven't been able to make the online proposition work with a store estate. But I don't think there's any lack of them who haven't. And I would argue that for the right kind of business with the right kind of price proposition, there are people with much higher margins who can't make online work. So I think for value, there's an argument that it actually makes more sense. And unless you believe we're going to hit a time in the next few years where people just straight up don't go to shops anymore, the store's going to have value, and I personally don't see that happening.
I think a lot of it comes down to needing to give stores a new purpose. So for some, and maybe not the case for B&M or some of the other value players we're talking about, but in some instances, stores are closing where you wonder if actually maybe they just need to change what that store is about and how they measure it.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at one of the cases for one of the businesses that have put forward a case for a CVA, which is House of Fraser, so a department store player with, 50 stores, around about 50, 60 stores, you know, they are closing stores, whereas John Lewis, kind of a big rival in the sector, actually revealed it was opening a new store this week, so in Croydon. And I think there is something to be said about how that store's being used.
Yeah.
John Lewis, you know, sees the potential for new stores, but they're also reinventing that store.
Click and collect sort of areas and making that really enjoyable and a real destination.
Absolutely. So you can pick up your online orders there. You can, you know, learn a new skill there. They have like educational classes, how to make your home smart home. You know, more and more services. You can get your nails done, you can get your eyebrows waxed, whatever it might be. And they're reinventing the purpose of the store.
It doesn't just draw footfall either. It's more, it makes them a really valuable anchor, as we've seen in Croydon, for these big retail redevelopments. And then they become very desirable people to have sort of on your retail park or in your shopping centre.
100%. But I don't think it is just about store reinvention. So I like another quote of Mark Neal. So he said, "We do not subscribe to talk about the death of the high street. If you have the right products at the right price with good service, customers will keep shopping with you if you have the right locations." And that's nothing about reinvention. That's absolutely the core of retail, isn't it?
And that's whenever I speak to Mark, the thing that he always says when I ask him, you know, what's sort of behind your success, because they've had 20 years of unbroken sales, so the man knows what he's talking about. And he always says, "I'm sorry, Grace, this is a boring answer, but we just try and make every collection a little bit better than the one that came before it. We've got 10 or 12 initiatives to make like-for-like sales work. They don't always pay off, but we're always proactive." And it's just really basic common sense retailing that's really, really paying off for them. And B&M is exactly the same. They're not, you know, they're not going to have education zones and nail salons and all that. They're just like, we've got a whole new set of products in the shop every 6 weeks. If you don't come back, you're going to miss it. Come back. People do. They have 5 million shoppers in their shops a week. And it's a very traditional, basic model that they're doing bloody well.
Yeah. I think it's good to know the vast majority of sales now still come from the high street.
Yeah.
And if you've got the right products, the right offer, the right prices, it can work.
The right location as well being,
of course,
being very important. I think that's a good time to wrap things up. Thank you as always for watching. If you'd rather just listen along though and not have to look at our faces, then do just click on the player below. That's now available. As always, loads more content online, and do engage with us on Twitter. Thank you for watching.